October 27, 1904. Louisa remains without suffering to form a little void for justice, so that it may chastise the people. While in my usual state, I was very agitated, not only because of the almost total privation of my only and sole good, but also because, finding myself outside of myself, I saw how people were going to kill one another like many dogs, as if Italy was going to be involved in a war with other nations. I saw many soldiers departing, crowds upon crowds, and as those would be claimed victims, yet more would be called. Who can say how oppressed I felt, more so, since I felt almost without sufferings? So I lamented, saying to myself, "Why live? Jesus does not come, suffering is lacking. My dearest and most inseparable companions, Jesus and suffering, have left me, and yet I live?" I thought that without both of them I would not be able to live, so inseparable were they from me. And yet, I still love. Oh, God, what a change, what a painful point, what an unspeakable torment, what an unheard of cruelty. You have left other souls without you, but never without suffering. To no one have you given this affront, so ignominious. Only for me alone was this slap prepared, so terrible. I alone deserved this chastisement, so unbearable. But, just chastisement for my sins, or rather, I deserved something worse. At that moment he came like a flash, telling me imposingly, "What is the matter with you, speaking like this? My will is enough for you in everything. It would be a chastisement if I put you out of the divine sphere and I cause the food of my will to be lacking to you, which I want you to cherish and esteem above everything. Besides, it is necessary that you remain without suffering for some time in order to form a little void for justice, so that it may chastise the people."